Hi everyone, it's VR Podcasting. It's the 25th of December. So firstly, a very, very Merry Christmas to you all. I hope that all your celebrations and things are going well. Hope you didn't burn the turkey or set the house on fire with the Christmas pudding and the ceremonial setting that on fire with the stuff that my mum used to do and the size of the Christmas pudding. It was any wonder that we did live, actually. Because it would cause quite a fire. This massive blue ring would go around the bottom of the Christmas pudding where she'd poured all this whiskey and then like, okay, maybe we should put the Christmas pudding out now, Mum. So she was very superstitious, actually, I think, my mum, warding away the evil spirits and all that business. Many memories of Christmas, and I was thinking about this today before I came here to do my reflection, which is going to be a reflective boo today for the Deck the Boo with Sounds of Christmas that I've been doing. I've been listening to other people's audio boos and reading tweets and stuff, and it's amazing how many people do sort of find themselves in one way or another finding a moment of reflection and what I might call the true meaning of Christmas. And we could debate this, couldn't we? We could say, well, it's the Celts and that it was their winter celebration, and you know, and actually, you know, and then of course the Christian sort of, you know, Jesus' birth and when that actually was and blah, blah, blah. But the point is that still in this nation, that we're in our nations of rushing around this, particularly in the West, you know, this rushing around, particularly around what Christmas actually has become, that a lot of us still do find this time for reflection. And again, what I might call the true meaning of Christmas. And in that, I just started to think, well, what can I say? What can I think? It's a time that we all polish off our old intentions and sometimes think of new intentions and sometimes wish that we could have done something differently over the last year or years. Some of us, I say us because I hope that I would be supportive of anyone in any situation that have had either bad Christmases in the past or have had bad incidents in the past. You know, life carries on throwing things regardless of what day it is. And so for some people, Christmas is going to be difficult this year and has been for years and so on and so forth. Some people, for whatever reason, are going to be on their own. So Christmas can be a number of things. It can be happy, it can be reflective, it can be a sad time, it can be an all sorts time. But it is a day for reflection, I think, is my point. And so what would I say in that? Well, as a person that believes in the meaning of Christmas from a Christian perspective, I think I would want 2013 to be a lot more pragmatic for me in terms of the things that I do in the name of Christmas and what the meaning of Christmas is supposed to be in the story of Jesus and his birth and his life and his resurrection and his coming again and all those claims that Christians believe in. So my reflection would be that I would want to be more pragmatic next year. And so, you know, there are people, as I said, that are living Christmas in very, very different ways. People out on the front lines of Afghanistan and to some extent Iraq. Massive problems and humanitarian needs in countries like Syria and in parts of Africa. And really, you know, the fact that we're not caught up in that sort of stuff is usually or often just by where we happen to have been born. And really, you know, we are in quite a privileged position if we live in countries like the UK and the US and Canada and Ireland and Australia and New Zealand and things, you know, in the general sense. And so what should we do? We should, I think, actually do something next year, whether that be volunteer some time at a local drop-in centre, whether that be support financially some initiative that helps and reaches out in ways that we can't reach There are many, many things we can do, you know, if we've got just some time that we can spare. And that's all I think it is, just actually do something next year, do something in 2013. Got no particular name for it, no particular axe to grind, no particular fanfare, no particular publicity stunt or anything or thing on the way, you know. I just think that for me, I will continue in many ways to do what I already do, which is give time to those things. But really make sure that I'm doing it on a regular basis. You know, decide what your skill is, decide what you have the potential for and to do, and just to go and be a face, even if it's like visiting a hospital or, you know, visiting a neighbour, building a friendship with someone that doesn't have a friend. I think that's all I would ask for myself in the next year, amongst all the other things that we'll get into. If we're going to polish off a good intention or start a new one, then maybe this is what it should be. So this has been my Christmas reflection, for what it's worth.
Take love.